This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we hear how Jesus is rejected by the Jewish mob and is scourged. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of counsel from the Holy Spirit so he can make holy choices when faced with difficult decisions. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to pursue the virtue of self-control so he can remember and meditate upon the scourging of Jesus and grow in chastity. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 15 through 21, and the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 39 through chapter 19, verse 3. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much over him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the people to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of these two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." After he had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no crime in him. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. Will you have me release for you the King of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and clothed him in a purple robe. And they came up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. In the first two phases of Jesus' trial before Pilate, Pilate and Herod find Jesus to be innocent of crimes against Rome. In the third phase, Pilate attempts to free Jesus again, but the chief priests, elders, and Jewish mob prefer the murderer, Barabbas. Pilate confirms that Jesus is innocent and does not deserve death. That's recorded in Luke chapter 23, verses 13 through 15. And Pilate attempts to release the innocent Jesus using the Roman governor's annual tradition of releasing a prisoner from a death sentence at the Feast of the Passover. Pilate offers to free either Jesus or the well-known rebel, murderer, and bandit Barabbas. That's recorded in every gospel, including Matthew 27:16, Mark 15:7, Luke 23:19, and John chapter 18, verse 40. Pilate evidently assumes the Jews would choose the righteous Jesus. Barabbas is a murderer like Satan. Jesus condemns Satan as a murderer in John chapter 8, 44. In stark contrast, Jesus has performed numerous public, miraculous works of mercy where he has saved people from death. Pilate considers Jesus to be a, quote, just man. The Gospel of Matthew confirms that, chapter 27, verse 24. But also, Pilate's wife is tormented over the righteous man Jesus in a dream. The chief priests and the elders convinced the Jewish mob to choose Barabbas in an act of evil hypocrisy. What's the hypocrisy? The Jewish leaders have falsely accused the innocent Jesus of political rebellion and demanded he be killed. This is the exact crime Barabbas is actually guilty of, but they demand his freedom. Worried that the Jewish mob will riot, Pilate has Jesus chained to a pillar and scourged. That's recorded in John chapter 19, verse 1. Tradition holds that Jesus received an almost fatal scourging, evidenced by his need for assistance in carrying his cross and the horrific wounds left on the Shroud of Turin, which is perhaps the actual burial cloth of Jesus. The tool of torture used for the scourging, likely used on Jesus, was made of leather straps attached with iron hooks and balls and pieces of jagged bone, which shredded the flesh. The Shroud of Turin reveals the man wrapped in the shroud had extensive scourging wounds to the back, the sides, and legs, with over 100 wounds, which in some places were likely ripped all the way to the bone, causing severe blood and plasma loss. This scourging will be a major contributor to Jesus' death on the cross. Well, let's look at how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be astounded by God's divine providence. Jesus causes Pilate, at his trial, to offer an evil man called the Son of the Father. That's literally what the word Barabbas means. As an alternative to the true Son of the Almighty Father. Divine Judge, Jesus allows the Jews to freely choose the evil Barabbas instead of him and be self-condemned and condemn themselves by their evil choice. Divine Prophet, Jesus influences the dreams of the wife of Pilate on the night before his trial. Well, despite the grave evil in today's gospel readings, as always, there's something embedded that can help a man grow in happiness. Let's look at two ways. First, seek the gift of counsel to make holy choices. Realize, the chief priests, the elders, and the Jewish mob present at the trial of Jesus are given an obvious choice between good, Jesus, and evil, Barabbas. And yet, they freely choose evil. Every Catholic man has been given free will by God and will be held to account for his choices. Believe. Reflect upon the reality of man's freedom. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1730 through 1748. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of counsel, so I might always be guided by you to make holy choices which do God's will, especially when faced with difficult decisions that will ultimately affect my own personal judgment by you. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Meditate upon the scourging of Jesus to grow in chastity. Realize, the scourging from the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary has traditionally been meditated upon to seek the fruits of purity and mortification for those who struggle with the deadly sin of lust. Believe. Reflect upon the battle to grow in chastity. See the Catechism, paragraphs 2337 through 2345 and 2396. And also reflect upon mortification. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1430, 1438, 2015, and 2549. Pray. Jesus, scourged Christ, help me build the virtue of self-control, a part of temperance, so I have the self-discipline to maintain a regular habit of physical and mental mortification so I can grow in the virtue of chastity. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Always remember that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of counsel from the Holy Spirit so you can make holy choices, especially when faced with difficult decisions. And second, pursue the virtue of self-control so you can always remember and meditate upon the scourging of Jesus and practice mortification so you can grow in chastity. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. Every Catholic man is called to draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church, and sending this link on to others can help fulfill part of that duty. If you'd like to continue to dive deeper into the Passion of the Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com to continue the 11-part series on the Passion. While you're there, also take a look at the extensive library of tools and resources which can help you grow in happiness by becoming more holy and to become a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.